You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknoters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Friday, October 18th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle, very happy joined by Jonah Booker. It is game day. This is something we have never been able to say on the Friday edition of the Bucknuts Morning 5. We have had shows like, you know, for example, the national championship game for the 2014 season early in 2015 against Oregon. I know we had a show that day. So there's been other games we've had shows on a game day, but I don't think we've ever had one on a Friday. So welcome to the first ever game day edition of the Bucknuts Morning 5 on Friday. Ohio State at Northwestern tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Game is on Big Ten Network, not Fox Sports 1. So if you didn't get the memo there, it's on BTN, not FS1, because of the changeup with the baseball playoffs. Buckeyes are favored by 28 points. Line has pretty much stayed steady. Buckeyes opened at 27.5-point favorites. Now they're 28-point favorites. Jay Book, how do you expect tonight's game will go?
Yeah, I'm looking for Ohio State to roll here. In my staff prediction, I have the Buckeyes covering that spread. I think it's going to be a much lower type of game, scoring game that we've seen in the past. I truly believe Northwestern knows that they can't match up personnel to personnel with Ohio State. They don't have the athletes to run with them, so they're going to try to slow the game down as much as possible and try to keep that Ohio State offense off the field. I just think this is a situation where Northwestern, they're going to give their best effort, their best shot coming off a bye week. I truly expect those guys to play like it's their Super Bowl, but in the end, I think the Buckeyes' talent and overwhelming speed will be the difference in this game.
You mentioned you have the Buckeyes covering. I thought I did too, because I picked the Buckeyes 42-14, and for a while that meant that'd be covering by a half a point. Now that would be a push. You mentioned you have the Buckeyes covering. What is your score prediction?
I have it Ohio State 38-10, so I have it right there on the nose here what Vegas thinks it's going to be. I think if Ohio State gets up big, I could see them pulling a lot of those starters, getting them healthy out of that game for the big matchup against Wisconsin coming up next week.
As you look at Northwestern, I mean, I think if they had, like, a decent quarterback, I would think they'd have, like, a puncher's chance in this game, but they don't have a decent quarterback. I mean, Clayton Thorson was known that could set the world on fire, but he was at least decent. Their quarterbacks this year have been trash so far. I mean, maybe one guy can turn it on, but Hunter Johnson, the former five-star recruit, went to Clemson for 1 year and then transferred to Northwestern, sat out last year. He's been bad as a third-year sophomore. Now they've turned to fourth-year junior Aiden Smith. I shouldn't say they've turned to him. They haven't said who's going to start, but I bet we'll see both guys tonight. Because of the quarterback situation, and I know their defense is solid and they're scrappy and all that, and they're going to pull out all the stops. I get all that, but with the quarterback play, I can't see Northwestern hanging with the Buckeyes tonight.
Nah, and that's been pretty much their Achilles heel throughout the season. A lot of people in the preseason was very high on Hunter Johnson, a highly regarded recruited guy, but their offense is just stale. I mean, it came to the point to where Pat Fitzgerald had to come out and really get snippy with the fans and the media because they had the audacity to question him about how bad their offense is. So that should tell you he's pretty much in that same mold as D'Antonio when it comes to awful offenses in the Big Ten as well as Iowa. I just don't think they have the firepower to keep up with Ohio State here. It's just going to be a situation where how much does Ohio State want to win by? Do they want to call off the dogs to make sure they get out of this game healthy? I know Northwestern field crew, they've, you know, let the grass grow up to 9 inches thinking that they're going to try to slow down Ohio State, but it's just going to be a game here where Northwestern, they're just trying to make it a respectable game, whereas Ohio State, if they get the chance, they will have the opportunity to go for the throat.
Yeah, that would be great. And then rest those starters for the fourth quarter and get ready for Northwestern. Speaking of injuries, let's get into that a little bit. Ohio State released their status report yesterday, as they do the day before every game each week. Baron Browning is out tonight. Now, I should say, for the status report, if a player is listed as out, that does not 100% mean it's an injury. It could be disciplinary action. I will say I have not heard anything that leads me to believe that this is disciplinary for Baron Browning. I imagine he got dinged up in practice. That's, you know, I'm still trying to reach out to sources and find out more. That's what I'm hearing so far. So Baron Browning is out tonight. Joshua Alibi out tonight, which is interesting because Thayer Munford is a game-time decision. Just your reaction when you heard about that yesterday, that Baron Browning's out, Josh Alibi's out, and Thayer Munford is a game-time decision, J-Book.
Yeah, I'm really starting to get concerned about the offensive line. Baron Browning, he's been playing some of his best football, so you hate to see him missing time. But I think in a game like this, tough Borland will be able to hold his own in there. And some of those younger guys, they can get in there and handle things when it comes to Northwestern. When it comes to the offensive line there, that's starting to be a major concern because we're starting to get guys banged up. The one thing that Ohio State has been able to hang their hat on these last couple weeks is the health of the players. We've been fairly healthy when it comes to a football team. You have some guys dinged up and nicked up here and there, but you're really starting to see that depth of the offensive line start to be tested with a major, major game coming up next week. You want to be able to have those guys rocking and rolling at full force. Now, does that mean that some of those younger guys as MPF, he'll get major playing time? If so, I think he should if everybody is banged up, and I think he'll play at a high level. But my major concern, Dave, is the health status of that offensive line. They have to get those guys healthy for Wisconsin, because if you look at the games after that, Ohio State essentially has three cupcakes in a row there before they start getting into Penn State and Michigan. So the key thing here is having those guys as healthy as possible for Wisconsin.
Speaking of Wisconsin, I'm sure I've asked you this before, but I can't remember your answer, and maybe your opinion has changed. Who do you think Ohio State's toughest game will be remaining on their regular season schedule?
Penn State. I absolutely think that is a heck of a football team. I watched that HBO 24/7 inside Penn State, and I think that defensive front that they have is legit. The thing that makes it tricky is Ohio State and Penn State games, that's a sledgehammer game. And you put that right in front of the Michigan game, that makes it a very, very dangerous game. I think the style of play for that Wisconsin brings to the table, Ohio State will be able to handle them. I think Ohio State will out-athlete Wisconsin. But the thing with Penn State is you're putting it in front of the game. Obviously, Ohio State's not going to overlook any of their opponents, but I think with that front that they have, it will create some issues if Ohio State is not healthy up front. I think Penn State is playing some good football right now as the season progresses. I think they're going to continue to get better. I'm looking for them to spank Michigan at home on Saturday night. So it's going to be interesting to see how that game matches up, because Penn State has a very good opportunity to be 11-0 coming into the shoe.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan at all of playing Penn State and Michigan back-to-back. That's just the schedule is weird in many ways this year with, you know, the two bye weeks and the two bye weeks so close together. And, you know, you gotta deal with it, but not a fan of that at all. I'm sure Ryan Day is not either. Hey, speaking of not being a fan of things, a lot of people in the state of Ohio are not a fan of the Buckeyes playing tonight. You know, high school football is king on Friday nights in the state, as we all know. I don't need to let anybody in Portsmouth, Ohio know that you are a high school football star. And just, I want to get your take on this. It's, to me, I've been outspoken about this. I don't have a big problem with it because it's like a one-off. I mean, maybe they'll do it again a couple years from now or 3 years from now against, you know, a team like Northwestern. Ohio State's not going to host any Friday night games. They're not going to do it more than like once every couple of years where they'll play a road game on a Friday night. I love high school football too. Your take on this, do you think this is okay to do this every once in a while, or are you, like, extremely against this?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm extremely against it. Obviously, I would prefer that Ohio State plays on a Saturday and let high school football do their thing on Friday. But as you mentioned, this is a one-off situation. You're probably not going to see it for several years down the road. But I think the way it lines up for Ohio State, it kind of actually plays in their favor because they're doing the Friday game coming off a bye. So essentially what you're doing is you're kind of giving yourself an extra day of preparation for Wisconsin. And I think that's going to be very much needed. So with Ohio State coming off a bye, I think it helps them. If it was a Friday game coming off a short week, where they play Michigan State, I think that could be a problem there, especially with guys being banged up already coming off the bye week. But for being a one-off, I'm okay with it. It's something different. It'd be fun just to be able to sit back on Saturday and watch all the college games and not have to fret over Ohio State games because it'd be out the way. So I'm not a huge fan of Friday games, but it is kind of neat to see the Buckeyes playing on a Friday night.
Great insights, as always, from Jonah Booker. Thank you very much, J-Book, and thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. I appreciate it. Hope everyone enjoys the game tonight. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.